Food insecurity has become a major issue in Gaza and the West Bank, not because food is hard to find, but because hard-pressed families cannot afford to buy it. That's according to Stephen Carney, the World Food Programme's representative and WFP country director in Palestine. United States cuts in funding for the UN Relief Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, is having a major humanitarian impact, and WFP is currently providing food cash assistance to the most vulnerable, who are earning less than a dollar a day. Mr. Carney spoke with UN News' Arabic chief, Reem Abaza, when she was in Jerusalem on a recent reporting trip to the region, and began by outlining what the agency needs on behalf of hungry and malnourished Palestinians for the year ahead.
I want 57 million next year, 2019.
57.
That's what I want. I have at the moment about 20. And that's based on discussions with the non-US donors who traditionally support WFP and asking them have they got to at least match what they gave me this year. And I haven't had any negative responses. They haven't come and said, yes, of course we will, Stephen. But based on that, I've got 20 million. So I'm 37 million.
So, and this year, 2018?
2018 was, again, the US made the decision early in the year that we actually had some money from the US because we'd rolled it over from 2017. But what we did with WFP in Rome was, around mid-year, we started to look at the needs to support Palestine. We weren't sure what the US were doing at the time. It took them a long time before they actually made it clear that everybody's going to get cut. And that came out around October time, a bit earlier, September. So WFP in Rome made a decision to use a lot of its multilateral funding that it gets, and it gave me enough to keep me going for this calendar year. And a little bit more to run for January or February next year. But that won't happen again.
To make it more clear to our audience, when we say you have a funding problem, yeah, what does it mean on the ground for the beneficiaries?
If I am 37 million short, it means 150,000 people don't get fed. And what you've got to look at when we operate, we use majority of our transactions are cash-based transactions. So we have a little card, which I will show you. I'll give you. So what this does, we give this to each household, and the household can then go to the shop and they can swipe it. And what they get is we put credit on the card every month. They go to the shop, they swipe it, and they buy their food. We work closely with shopkeepers to set criteria as to what they can buy and what they can't buy. So they can't buy cigarettes, they can't buy alcohol, they can't buy biscuits. But they can buy the absolute basics, the fruit, vegetables, milk, yogurts, etc., things that they really need. We then pay the shopkeeper directly, instantaneously. So you are giving assurance to the retailer that they're going to get paid. They get paid straight away into their bank account. There's no cash being transferred, so you mitigate the risk of fraud and misuse of cash. You protect the beneficiary. A, you give them dignity that they can go and choose what they want, but you protect them as well because there's nothing else they can do with it. No one can take the food away from them or the card away from them. We've got protections against that. You've got to remember that in Gaza, and in the West Bank, the food insecurity is not because there's no food around. It's because they haven't got the money to buy it. It's not availability, it's access that's a problem.
Can you give us an idea about the numbers of food insecure people in Gaza and the West Bank?
In Gaza and in the West Bank, don't forget we work closely with UNRWA. Now UNRWA deals with refugees. We deal with non-refugees. And that's the clear demarcation between us. So we are dealing with, at the moment, 260,000 in Gaza and 110,000 here. The scale of the problem is far greater than that. But then we're not the only actors. The Palestinian Authority are also providing social safety nets to people. And what we do is work very closely with the Palestinian Authority. We look at their beneficiary list and who they're supporting and why they're supporting people. And then we, based on our criteria, come up with another list of people who are not being supported by the Palestinians. So our criteria is set on deep poverty level, not even poor people, it's the people in deep poverty. And the World Bank has set the deep poverty level in this country at $3.70 a day. The majority of our beneficiaries are well below that. We're talking, if they're lucky to find a job, they may be earning about a dollar a day. In Gaza, the unemployment rate is 50%. It's up to 70% for the youth. So there's real challenges. And this again is why the problem with food insecurity is not availability, it's access, because nobody's got any money to be able to go and buy.
You visit Gaza, you're in the West Bank, you go back and forth and you meet people who benefit from all this support. What do we hear from them?
We hear very sad stories. We hear the extremes. So, you know, the worst case scenarios, I've got beneficiaries who not only have got no food and no electricity, but the access to water is a challenge. The accommodation is substandard. I've got one family who's lost a child this year because rats would get in at night and bite the children while they slept. And the child caught virus disease and died. And this is the sort of scale of what we're looking at. Everybody we deal with is in deep poverty. There are scales within that. So some families are single-headed household by women. Some have disabled children. So we can set criteria within our current beneficiary list to identify the most vulnerable of the most vulnerable. And that's what we're doing at the moment. We're getting ready for 2019. If I end up with that sort of shortfall, then I have to make these horrendous decisions to cut people who absolutely have nothing.
What's your message to the international community? And we're coming to a new year, new resolutions.
Yeah. That would be nice. A new year's resolution would be very nice. My plea to the US is reconsider. Look at the impact of what their decision is. They're not forcing the Palestinian Authority to do anything, because the Palestinian Authority are also going to lose money next year. The impact on the innocent populations is horrendous, and that's what they need to look at. I do get very worried that the levels of food insecurity are getting worse. There's a collective review that comes out every 2 years. The preliminary figures are ready on about the 20th of November, but already we're expecting it to show that levels of food insecurity and levels of poverty are increasing. The numbers of people I need to support is actually increasing as well. And at the same time, we look at donor contributions. Year on year have been reducing. If they continue in that pattern, we will get to a real humanitarian crisis.